Is it just me, or does it seem like all the news out of the North has been bad news lately? Royal Dutch Shell pulled out of its multi-year and multi-billion-dollar plan to drill in the Chukchi, taking with it business from the Norwegian oil company Statoil, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers put its plan for a deep-draft Arctic port on hold. To add insult to injury, winter storms have intensified throughout the region. But as the winds whipped outside, creating road-blocking snowdrifts, Nome's Port Commission trudged onwards. The commission has been working with the McDowell Group, a research and consulting firm based in Anchorage. They've partnered together to update the port's strategic plan. While the winter weather prevented two of the firm's consultants from attending the meeting in person, the commissioners wasted no time before diving into the details.
The port we have today is a regional port. We're looking for a national port. This won't just be for Nome. This is for the extended Bering Sea, Chukchi Sea region. And whenever we say regional, everybody thinks Norton Sound, but we need to have a different word, and we need to talk about a broader scheme.
Commissioner Charlie Lean seemed unfazed by the Corps' postponement of its Arctic port study and encouraged both the commission and the consultants to think of the port's wider impacts. And he wasn't the only one at the table who still thought Nome can play a role in the future of Arctic shipping.
Our state and our leaders need to get behind this port, and the opportunity to support the Port of Nome is now, or else it may not happen.
Commissioner Megan Alvana Stimpfel, who just moved back to Nome after working for Senator Lisa Murkowski, was adamant about involving Alaska's delegation in their efforts. And according to City Manager Tom Moran, that might be easier than it sounds. Moran just returned from a trip to Juneau, where he attended the Alaska Municipal League Conference alongside Nome's newly appointed mayor, Richard Benville. At this month's City Council meeting, which coincided with another burst of bad weather, Moran recapped Governor Walker's speech at the conference.
It was a half-hour speech, and he mentioned three places: Anchorage, Juneau, and Nome. And he mentioned Nome four times. So I just think that it's worth noting that we do have a friend in the governor's office, and that is the governor himself. And he does certainly have a place in his heart for Nome. So as Representative Foster and Paul said, maybe in the governor's budget, we might keep your fingers crossed. We might see some love from the governor.
While schools and businesses were shut down due to the weather, Nome City Council plotted a way forward. It was Benville's second city council meeting since being sworn in as mayor, and he, too, was keeping an eye on the port's future.
One of the things that I would really like to see us continue to do as we move forward with the port, however it turns out to be, is to make Nome as marine-friendly as we can.
With the sea ice packing into the port and surrounding the city, the docks may no longer be bustling with activity, but Nome's commissioners and council members are sure to remain hard at work through the winter months. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Russell.